Good day, everybody. It is Tuesday, June 16th, 2020. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Good day, ma'am. Nice to be here.
Oh, no. You ma'amed me. Oh, no. Okay, we're going to have to talk about this later. Also with me today from an undisclosed location, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, yes. Hello, hello. Nice to... nice to join you both.
Nice to have you here. Now, Andrew, I've done a little bit of surfing the Tweety box, as the young people say, and you have posted something interesting about what you would like from WWDC, and you think you are 100% correct based on yesterday's invites.
Yeah. So as Apple observers such as ourselves and our listeners are familiar with, every year Apple sends out event invitations with some kind of graphic. This year it is like a bunch of emojis behind Macs. And Apple always tries to include some kind of hidden message, or at least that's what we all think. And so
yesterday,
just as I was scrolling through Twitter, I saw someone had tweeted a screenshot of something from macOS. It was some Face ID preference list, and Mac was included in that.
Oh.
And so I thought, well, maybe that is the message, because in order to use a Memoji, you need Face ID. And so I thought,
That's true.
Memoji plus Mac equals Face ID coming to the Mac.
Interesting. Now,
but I should also point out that that screenshot also included tvOS on there, which is strange for the Apple TV to have Face ID, unless maybe Apple is playing in some kind of Xbox Kinect feature.
Yeah, that's a thing that that I could sort of see. Yeah, I think I've also heard people call it Apple invite Kremlinology, right? So we're going to divine some sort of secret inner meaning. Charlotte, what do you think of this theory?
I think it's a good one. I also, I wrote, well, I when I shared the invite up on the macobserver.com, I speculated that it was probably there'd be new emoji coming to iOS. I like Andrew's theory, it could be coming to Mac as well. I also wonder if we, because if you look at the invite, it says full stream ahead. Now, there's a little part of me that wants to think we're going to get a big revamp or update or something to TV Plus, to Apple streaming ecosystem. We haven't heard much about it. I don't know. Does that feel like a WWDC thing to you?
To have updates to tvOS?
Well, no, not to tvOS in itself, but more the platform.
Oh, well,
I, in terms of content more than the OS, which is obviously exactly what you would expect there.
Sure. Well, you know, tvOS or updates to tvOS have always sort of been their own. They've been an island unto themselves. They sort of tag along with other things. So,
yeah.
You know, initially we got Apple TV when it looked like the original Mac Mini. We got that as the back end of one of the Macworld announcements. We got new Apple TV as part of its own event, I want to say once. But otherwise, and that was when they added, like, you can have Twitter on the side of your football or something. And because I think some of the others, they didn't get necessarily their own events. Like TV Plus got its own event, but we didn't get any new TV hardware at that point. So we do get some updates to tvOS here and there.
Yeah, I was thinking more, are we going to hear things like new show, big new shows, or other ways in which Apple is getting involved in the streaming war?
Oh, absolutely. I think we'll get more TV, Apple TV or media, you know, Apple as media news there. I think there's some of that.
I'm not sure. I don't know if they'd want to do that as a separate thing or as part of a big WWDC thing. I really hope, as you know, that I hope they revamp TV and tvOS and the TV app.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, I like Andrew's theory that Memoji is coming to the Mac. I think it's kind of, you know, it further brings together the whole cross.
I think part of what we could see is, oh, you know, here, Andrew, let me lay this on you, because this just occurred to me. What if tvOS is listed because they're going to use the continuity camera features that we got in Catalina with tvOS? Like, you can authenticate with Face ID on your phone to your Apple TV. I'm just going to speculate wildly on that, because it sounds really useful, and it sounds like something that would prove integration. I mean, at their core, tvOS and iOS are the same. So, like, all of the very, very small, like, the NuGet center of each of those is basically the same thing. And then they diverge slightly for the hardware that they run on. Sort of like iPadOS is the same sort of thing. So, it would be cool if that were a thing that were happening. I would very much like to see more integration features like that between everything. Like, continuity camera is pretty cool. Now that it works, it was a very, very rough rollout. AirDrop is super great. I really like it. I use it all the time. In fact, Mr. Kelly has mentioned, because his work has issued him an iPhone, but also a Dell laptop. A Dell computer. And he has mentioned, I have this on my phone. How do I just put it on my computer? If I had a Mac, this wouldn't be an issue. I do it all the time, which is true. At home, he has his own iPhone and his own MacBook Pro. So I'm definitely interested in seeing more of those kinds of features on the Mac side, because I think having all of your devices live together in harmony is pretty great, and being able to integrate that kind of stuff just makes it easier, you know, like sharing Wi-Fi passwords with people when the little screen pops up, and AirDrop and things like that make it a lot easier. You know, I can pull out my phone at any point and, you know, remote control the Apple TV very easily, and it's very nice. So I would like to see more small thoughtful features like that, I think, instead of a huge rollout of something, especially given the times we live in.
And we do already have the ability to use your Apple Watch to unlock your Mac.
Yep.
And so I don't think it would be too big of a stretch to be able to do that with your phone.
Yeah, I think it would be great. And I definitely like the idea. That's also something that folds in nicely with security, right? Like, I don't have to type my password all the time, but I know my Apple Watch is mine. It's on my arm. You know, if you have my watch and my computer, I have much bigger issues than, you know, you seeing what my MP3 library looks like. So I think there might be something to that. That would be kind of fun. I like that idea. So we'll see what we get. As Dave was saying on the show yesterday, we'll know in a week. Right now, what I'd like to do is take a moment and talk to you about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor this week is Devon Technologies. They make an app called Devon Think, which helps you collect, file, organize, edit, and annotate all kinds of documents, all kinds of files, and you never have to leave the app. You can load up live web pages. You can load up local files. You can put them in groups. You can tag them. You can do both. You can have smart rules, and you can have reminders for any of the stuff that you put in there, and everything that you give it. You know, you just sort of point it at your information fire hose, and Devon Technologies has built AI that will help sort those things out and organize them for you and make things all around better for you as far as the amount of personal information that you have to deal with. The other great thing about them is that even if you are not a person who is a programmer, you can automate a lot of things and let Devon Think just sort of handle all of that boring stuff for you. You know, it's kind of nice. That's what computers are supposed to be doing for us anyway. And Devon Think helps you do that. So just for my listeners, you can get a 10% discount on either a full Devon Think license for version 3 or an upgrade license. And that's at Devon, D-E-V-O-N, technologies.com. Again, devontechnologies.com/TDO. You can get a 10% discount on DevonThink 3 or on an upgrade to DevonThink 3. And this is not a subscription. This is just a straight up one-time purchase license. And you can go get a deal on that at devontechnologies.com/TDO. I'd like to thank them for sponsoring the show today. And now I'd like to go to Charlotte, because Charlotte has is also putting together a wish list of what she would like to see at DubDub this year. And Charlotte, take it away.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. I think probably people in general, though it's not something particularly pertinent that I would be in the market for, is an iMac Pro, an updated one. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely interested if they could do an overhaul of the Mini. I would like that. I'd like that very much. Not just because mine is unhappy today.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of other things. I'm wondering, you know, if there should be. I just think, like I said, I think we should also be nice to know if there were some new shows, maybe a bit of a overhaul of the TV app. Now that we're into the proper, Apple TV Plus era, I would like to see that happen. So yeah, there's a few bits that I think are kind of interesting that we could see.
Yeah, I will put forth that one of the things that I am hoping for with this, Charlotte, I like your list, first of all. I would like if Apple started integrating some of the media/services stuff with their regular technology events. So it would be nice if the TV app were part, if the TV app were part of this conversation on Monday. It would be nice if we saw, oh, by the way, we are rolling out a new show. Maybe it's a new technical show. And in fact, I'm going to put that on my wish list. The thing that I want is I want Apple to put together a show on how they make the Apple TV screensavers.
There's another thing that I actually really think we do need to have quite seriously, which is a services bundle.
Yes, that's the other thing on my list.
Yeah, no, I knew it would be. I thought I'd jump in so you would agree, and then I'd sound clever. I think that really does need to happen. Either one option or two option for the various services, whether it's iCloud, whether it's TV Plus, whether it's, you know, some, or maybe we'll hear some original podcast stuff, whatever it is. Arcade, there's loads of different elements there, and I would like there to be a bundle option.
Yeah, I definitely feel like there needs to be a bundle option, especially in a lot of ways. Number one, the end of this year, we're going to get to what Charlotte and I keep calling, well, what I keep calling and Charlotte keeps agreeing with me is important, month 13 of TV Plus subscriptions. And when that turns into a thing you have to pay for, that would make TV Plus a monthly subscription, Apple Arcade a monthly subscription, News Plus a monthly subscription, and Apple Music a monthly subscription. So that's a bunch of stuff. And having to pay for it every month, you know, it comes out on different days or whatever. It would really be nice if I could just hand Apple X dollars per month. And, you know, maybe if you subscribe to three of them, they just throw in the fourth one, right? At that amount of money, they'll just give it to you. It's fine. I really like the idea of doing some sort of bundle, because then it's easier for people to set it and forget it instead of three times a month or four times a month. Oh, that thing. Oh, that's right. I should really cancel that. Oh, that thing. You know, because then they get aggravated and then they're going to just go cancel everything. So I like the idea of not doing that. And I also very much like the idea of, like I said, Apple folding some of the media stuff and some of the services stuff into their regular tech events. So this is a really good time to announce the date on a show that we've heard they've already closed the deal on, right? We had it all shot, you know, at the end of February, let's say, and it's going to be ready to go out at the end of June or at the end of July. We're going to have everything ready and the show will be released. It would be nice if there were some new announcements that way. Like I said, I would like for it to be how we make the screensavers, because that would be a really, I would love that show.
I'm going to throw another thing in there.
All right.
Which will definitely not happen, but it would make me happen if it did.
All right.
I would like Apple to make a good, affordable monitor that's not the crazy one that they have now.
I think a lot of people would like this.
And I would like to hear about it on Monday.
All right. So, Apple, if you're listening, Charlotte wants you to get on the stick. I mean, you've got till Monday.
It's 100% not happening. It would be a nice thing. I mean,
I would make any... When it comes to Apple, it can only ever be 99% not happening, because we don't know.
Are we 99% assuming we're going to hear about the next generation of iPhone?
No.
We're not. We don't think so.
iOS, yes. But we don't hear about the phones until the fall.
Yeah, iOS 14, so, I think is a given. You think they'll hold back on the phone?
I do. Because everybody's going to tune in to find out about computers. That's... Like, what a lot of people are going to tune in for is what's coming in the next version of macOS. And honestly, the thing I want to know is what the release schedule looks like and what the feature list looks like in 2020. Right. So I'm still holding out for sort of a High Sierra bolt tightening. Like, we're going to take everything we gave you with Catalina and we're just going to make all of it work better, work faster, work more smoothly.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. And I suppose they do always do a separate iPhone event, and there's no realism that should change this year.
I would hope not.
And actually, particularly in the circumstances where we're hearing reports of delays in the supply chain and stuff.
Yeah. And I would also like to see maybe the new features we get is, like I said, you know, earlier in the show, the integration. You know, the thing that I have wanted since, gosh, iOS 8. Maybe. It might be iOS 7. I don't remember when I started going on about how if I have more than one screen where I get messages or calendar reminders or some other sort of notification, if I have one of those screens active in front of me, I would like for the other ones not to also go off at the same time. So if I have my calendar on my phone and on my computer, and my computer is awake and active and I am doing things on my computer, when my calendar alert comes up on my computer, it should not also come up and make noise on my sleeping iPhone. That's all I want. That's the integration I've been waiting for all this time. So I really want it to be true. So that, like, that kind of thing is more what I would like to see out of Apple this year, instead of here's a new thing we can make your Mac do for you. Like, Face ID would be cool. That's a known quantity on iOS, so bringing it to macOS would be relatively not the major upgrade, right? So I'm hoping that we get something like that, or you know, some more Catalyst updates that make it easier for stuff that you do on iOS that's cool to come to your Mac. That'd be great. But that's all I'm really looking for. I don't want there to be any sort of like seismic new features, nothing earth changing, nothing like that. Like, this just doesn't seem like, as good as those ideas might be, I'd rather get them next summer, because I don't care that much right now. So that's really all. So that's what I would like to see. And Andrew, the more I think about your Face ID idea, the more interesting it gets, particularly because one thing we immediately called Apple out for on the new laptops was, seriously, this is the camera that you gave us?
That just leapt out, didn't it? The tech specs.
It really did. FaceTime camera.
Do you think if they tweak macOS or update iOS, we might be able to get messages work across all the platforms?
That would be lovely.
It just?
That's the kind of thing I mean. Like, we used to get these releases, like we got Leopard and Snow Leopard. We got Sierra and High Sierra. I think it's time for another one of those where we sort of get, I don't know, High Catalina? I don't know. But whatever you call it, you know, Catalina Island, right? I don't know. But something where the focus of the operating system release is refinement, you know, Catalina Service Pack 2, right? Something more along those lines than than a completely new operating system with a whole bunch of different stuff. Hopefully having more or less survived Bitpocalypse on macOS, maybe now that frees Apple up to do some other stuff that would be pretty interesting under the hood and make everything just smoother. That would make me very happy. I don't need there to be a bunch of new stuff. So I would like to hear your wish lists for WWDC this year. Again, the keynote is going to be on Monday, and I would love to find out what you are looking forward to. You can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or with comments in the show notes. Thank you, Charlotte, for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And thank you, Andrew, as always, for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.